Good morning, and welcome to our daily edition of The Zelda Show, a sprinkling of music, news, interviews, and general chit-chat. Find out more about the Jewish world here and in Israel in a unique and easy manner. Your host and producer, Zelda.
Come fly, El Al, and your spirit will climb ever higher as your heart takes wings. And with the birds it sings a song of joyous praise. El Al is the airline of Israel that calls for you with open arms. Come fly, El Al, come fly.
Chag Sameach, and how are you this morning? I hope you had a nice Passover Seder with family and or friends. We have lost Esther Weitzman, President of Israel. We'll talk more about him and some of the things that are being done to pay their last respects to Weitzman. He was a legendary pilot, a skillful diplomat, turbulent politician, and popular president, and he will be laid to rest today in typical unconventional fashion in the Or Akiva Cemetery alongside his son, and not in the section on Jerusalem's Mount Herzl reserved for presidents and prime ministers. He died on Sunday at 80, asked to be buried next to his son Shaul and his daughter-in-law Rachel, who were killed in a 1992 auto accident. We'll talk more about him as the show progresses, but right now let's go to news and Arut Sheva.
This is Israel National Radio, the only independent news talk network in the Middle East, with news every half hour, on the half hour. Now, from the Israel National Radio newsroom, here's Mordechai Shanker.
Busy day at Ben-Gurion International Airport. Officials announced that 25,000 passengers expected to pass through the airport the first intermediary day of the week-long Passover holiday. Airport officials report 150 incoming and outgoing flights will be handled. This is one of the busiest airport days in Israel during the year. Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz deciding the closure that was imposed on Palestinian Authority residents will stay in effect throughout the Passover week. While Mr. Mofaz, before the holiday, did indicate the closure might be lifted last night before the intermediary days started, because of more than 50 terror alerts that the security forces have, the decision's been made to extend the closure through the holiday week. PA residents are being prevented from crossing into pre-1967 Green Line Israel during the closure, except for humanitarian cases. A senior officer in the Army's Northern Command announcing last night that holiday hikers and visitors are welcome up north, disregarding concerns about a bomb attack along the Hardov area of the northern part of the border. The officer says the string of Hezbollah explosives found along the border does not in any way signal any danger for people planning to visit the Galilee, during the middle days of the holiday. A bomb went off on Sunday night there after the string of explosives was detected along the border area. Army officials believe the bombs were intended for an attack which was to involve kidnapping military people from the border outpost area. National Union Party Knesset member Professor Aryeh Eldad finishing the final 3 days of his Northern Shomron Solidarity March. Today, Monday, the first intermediary day of the holiday, Knesset member Eldad leaving Gesher Ad Halom, that's the southern entrance of Ashdod, at 9 a.m. He left. He's walking now. And tomorrow, also at 9 a.m., he'll be leaving the southern entrance to Ashkelon and walking to the Gaza community of Ali Sinai. People are welcome to join him. On Wednesday, he'll be walking to all the rest of the way to Gush Katif. Those details have not yet been announced. Tens of thousands of visitors expected to make their way to Hebron and to Gaza, to Jewish communities in Gush Katif, during the intermediary days of the holiday. In Hebron, final preparations underway to receive visitors from around the country. The Marat HaMachpelah, the Cave of the Jewish Forefathers, be open exclusively to Jews today and tomorrow. Usually it's open to Arabs. In Gaza communities, Jews there busily getting ready to receive visitors during the middle days of the holiday as well. A number of organized trips are planned throughout the week, including major holiday events, which are set for Wednesday. Syria. expected to complete its withdrawal from Lebanon today, foreign sources reporting. After the troop withdrawal, the military road connecting the two countries will be closed, this according to Syrian officials. Former President of Israel, Ezer Weitzman, passed away last night in his Caesarea home at the age of 81. He'll probably be laid to rest tomorrow in Or Akiva. At this point, they think the funeral will be called for 5 p.m., but that's likely to change. The Government Symbols and Ceremonies Committee convening today, together with former First Lady Reuma Weitzman, and making the final arrangements for the funeral services, the 7th President of Israel and an Air Force commander. Statements were released by senior government ministers and military officers praising Mr. Weitzman's leadership ability, labeling him a legend in his time, Mr. Weitzman being laid to rest next to the grave of his son Shaul, who was killed in an accident. Turning to the Jewish calendar date, depending on which continent you're on, it's probably Tet Zion Nisan for you, the 16th day of the Hebrew month Nisan. In Israel, it's already the first day of Chol HaMoed, again, the days in between the start and end of the Passover holiday. Out of Israel, or for people who live out of Israel but are now visiting Israel, it's the second day of the first 2 days of the holiday. The forecast from Israel National Radio.
Joining us now is Dr. Daniel Radd, a graduate in medicine and surgery from Rome, Italy, specializing in permanent allergy elimination and negative emotional release. Dr. Radd is also a researcher in alternative medicine. If you're suffering from food and environmental allergy reaction or have negative emotional issues, call Tuesday or Thursday, 416-269-0151, or Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, 416-535-8034. Hi, Dr. Radd. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Zelda. Good morning, everybody. I'm fine.
Nice to have you with us. Okay. You, after April 8th, is it April 8th?
Yes.
All new patients, because today, of course, is not April.
Almost the end, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, it was the same time I was with you in...
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. All right, so any new patients that have come on board or after April 8th?
Yes.
Okay, so explain it to us.
Okay, the new patients after April 8th, they come and start their treatment, NAET. They will receive their detoxification and immunization product, which is homemade remedy, you know that, and you have it.
Using it all the time.
They will receive it for free after a certain period of time. In other words, when we go ahead with NAET and eliminate most of those troubleshooting items, desensitize them, then when is the time, correct time, I will give them their immunization and detoxification product for free. Doesn't matter how many bottles they may need. When we finish, if it's needed, I will give them the other one. And for their information, each bottle costs $35, but those people, they will receive it for free.
Okay.
As long as it's needed.
Okay, that's great. I wanted to talk more about depression. It's been a very long winter. It's been not even a nice spring yet at this point. And people are talking all over, in every case, about bipolar and about manic depressive and being depressed, and also postpartum, after you have a baby. Women who find themselves feeling violence against... I mean, just this whole slew of depression.
You know what? This is... psychological problems or negative emotional issues or anything you may call it, anxiety attack, panic attack, and the depression, manic depression, schizophrenia, worries, sadness, grief is really amazing. You know, we are seeing these people almost every day. The number of these people, they are increasing. Because I don't know, I know why, because normally we program ourselves bad way. In other words, it starts from childhood. I said sometime in past, don't program negative way your children. So they will grow up this way. They must be tough. They must be strong. They must have a strong personality. But anyway, we are facing this depression, postpartum depression, or anxiety or panic attack, whatever you call. The point is this, what we can do for these people. to help these people normally, I investigate, I found out the root and the cause and the theology of depression and go ahead and eliminate it forever through two type of treatment, which is permanent and ongoing, I mean permanently we eliminate it. The one of them is NAET, is related to depression or anxiety or psychological negative emotional issue in relation with food, nutrients, and with environmental factors. On the other hand, if negative emotional issues or psychological problems are or is related to negative emotional issues, they need negative emotional release treatment in order to eliminate their depression forever. Two ways we can help them. Depending on what is causing that, so NAET or NERT will help to eliminate them forever.
Okay, but people have to be ready to take the time and to open themselves up emotionally so that you can find out what the root of the problem is.
Yes.
And many, many people are not willing or don't even realize that they have long-stemmed problems.
Zelda, do you remember our my patient of mine, Mike? Maybe. The one of the people who calls your show almost...
Mike, of course, right. Sure.
Okay, the gentleman start coming to my treatment to NAET and NERT after 3 years investigating and calling me and getting more information. He's open-minded person, really. And he was suffering from panic attack almost every day, couple of times. I saw him a few days ago, and he almost finished. I mean, he's at the end of an 80, slowed down, but he is eating well, he is digesting well, he is okay, and no more panic attacks so far as I know. So, without any anti-anxiety, taking anti-anxiety drug, without taking any medicine in order to reduce that panicking or anxiety or worries or fear or whatever. Why? Because his brain is getting nurtured well and eats well, so functions well, so therefore there is no false alarm. There is no false signal in order to produce such a called panic attack or anxiety attack. And this happens, this is not just for Mike, for all of those people who are suffering from depression or anxiety attack.
Okay, we'll talk about this and more tomorrow, Dr. Rad. Thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Rad is available today at 416-269-0151. Don't forget the consultation is free if you mention you heard it on our program.
Thank you.
Bye.
Dr. Daniel Rad will return tomorrow morning with more information on allergy elimination and other complementary methods. Dr. Rad is located at two convenient locations, 2753 Eglinton Avenue East, Suite 202, telephone 416-269-0151, or 800 Bathurst Street, Suite 205, telephone 416-535-8034.
The Mitzvah Moment with Rabbi Mendel Kaplan is proudly made possible by the Unity Referral Network, URN. Bringing Jews together in business and pleasure. For business referrals, visit our website at www.unityreferralnetwork.com. We'll be right back. An unhappy employee is an unproductive employee. Your office works hard all year. It's time to give them the Employee Energizer. Employee Energizer will come to your workplace and give your staff short in-chair massages. In just minutes, they'll be relaxed, refreshed, and ready to return to work. Say goodbye to stress. Say hello to happy, loyal, productive employees. Find out how affordable it really is. Go online to EmployeeEnergizer.com or call 416-633-0977. Good morning and Chag Sameach to you, Rabbi Kaplan.
Good morning, Mo'adim L'Simcha, on this third day of Pesach and second day of the Omer. Pesach is the holiday when we celebrate freedom, the holiday when we celebrate our inception and our birth. But the truth is, if you think about it, we did exist prior to Pesach. There were a Hebrew people. The Hebrew people were a slave people, a downtrodden people, but nonetheless they were a people. So when we talk about our birth, the emphasis is on an independent nation. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the scripture, when he talks about the Exodus, he says to the Jewish people, Lakachas laigoy mikerev goy. God removed a nation from amidst another nation. And our sages use the following metaphor. A fetus is an independent existence in a certain sense. In fact, today in Canada, the fetus even has legal rights. Nonetheless, the fetus is entirely dependent upon its mother. It eats what its mother eats, it goes where its mother goes, and it is incapable of making any decision whatsoever. In the same sense, the Jewish people did exist before Pesach, but we did not exist independently. We were entirely dependent on Mitzrayim. The Exodus means that we have the ability to function on our own. We have the ability to think on our own. Our sages tell us, in every generation, one should see himself as leaving Mitzrayim. Leaving Mitzrayim means that we need to be able to be independent. We need to think on our own. In Israel, the leadership has to be able to think on its own and do what's best for the Jewish people living in Israel, not what George Bush thinks is best. And in our lives, we need to think about what Hashem expects from us, rather than society. We need to conform to the Torah, rather than the expectations of our environment. And if we can live as an independent people, and we can function as per the will of God, and do mitzvot properly, reach out to each other properly, and unite the way Hashem wants us to, then surely we will experience redemption and salvation once again with the coming of Mashiach, the Meheira of Yameinu. Amen.
The Mitzvah Moment with Rabbi Mendel Kaplan will return next time, brought to you by the Unity Referral Network. For business referrals, visit us at www.unityreferralnetwork.com. It's time for dental news with Dr. Martin Frankel from Downtown Dental Associates, 416-368-4500. Hi, Dr. Frankel. Chag Sameach to you. How are you?
Same to you. I'm doing fine. How
are
you doing?
That's great. I'm doing fine. Thanks very much. Okay, you know, we talk about cosmetic surgery, how the teeth ultimately should look, mm-hmm. and more emphasis is being placed on teeth than a lot of things, and it never was in the past. And when you see people who have not nice teeth, whether it's the color or whether they have filling showing or whatever, are you seeing many more people now taking care of their teeth than you have in the past?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's funny, many years ago, and there are probably still people now who would say that cosmetic dentistry was like a money grab, you know, the way for dentists to make money and not do proper dentistry for people. But the spin-off of cosmetic dentistry has been that people have become so much more aware of their teeth and their oral health, and people are now flossing and brushing really well because they want to protect the investment that they've made in their mouth. And so it's had this really positive impact that dentists were never able to have before when they were just focused on function. And not that cosmetics don't focus on function, they do, but it's just now we have the ability, especially with all the new materials, not only to make teeth function, but to also make them look good at the same time. But it's had this really positive impact, and which is a really good thing, you know.
Now, the implant is a revolutionary because you can, you know, implant a tooth, and it's the same as your other teeth, but it takes quite a long time for that to sort of take place. What else is new in the family of people who have lost teeth, who need teeth, whatever? What is new in that regard?
Well, there's still, you know, the traditional ways of restoring missing teeth, and those are fixed bridges or removable partial dentures. There's new things in terms of materials on those, you know, partial dentures. We come up with new clasping designs that are more aesthetic, so you don't see the little wire clasp anymore, or there's ways of hiding it so that you don't see it. And implants, for sure, is now considered state-of-the-art way to replace a missing tooth. I still feel that, you know, an implant's way better than a compromised tooth, I still feel if there's a way to save a tooth, that's still the best way to go. Teeth are, you know, suspended in the jawbone by a little ligament, which gives them a little bit of movement, and you can, it's called proprioception. You can have a sense of how heavily you're biting down on that tooth and the types of things you're chewing. It helps to control the forces of your chewing. Implants don't have that sense of proprioception, so it's always good to have some natural teeth in your mouth if you can, because it just helps you control forces that you put on your jaws and on the muscles and that sort of thing. So although implants are great, we don't have anything to replace missing teeth that's any better, but still a natural tooth is, to me, the best thing. So, you know, what we were born with is still the best.
Well, of course it's
best
the best.
Thing to go with.
It's the best, but it's not always the case. There's a lot of people who have lost teeth and want very much to, you know, they take care of themselves, and
yeah.
I guess there are alternatives, but nothing can be the same as our original
yeah.
teeth, of course.
Which is, you know, a compelling reason for people to still, I keep always going back to prevention, you know, to really take great care of the teeth that they have, because you only get one set, and in the adult teeth, and
I guess you have to start from when you're a kid.
Yeah.
And then from there you can, you know, everything, you know, the younger people today don't even have cavities.
It's amazing.
It's amazing, isn't it? And because of all the fluoride and flossing that you've gotten into the system now. Anyway, on that note, thank you for... Sorry about that. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Very happy the remainder of Passover.
Same to you.
Bye.
Thanks.
Join us again next time for Dental News with Dr. Martin Frankel at the Downtown Dental Associates, 181 University Avenue, telephone 416-368-4500. Okay, for an electrical job you can be proud of, and I have a bunch of people that I like to recommend. I have our electrical services and our electricians who is mayor, and he does all kinds of incredible jobs. He's done a lot of things in my house, and I would like to recommend him to people, because I think that once I've had the services, I hope that you will take the same information from me. His number is 416-894-8787, 416-894-8787 for any kind of electrical services, whether it's a very large job, a building or whatever, or a very small job, a house, and whatever you might have, he will be the one to do the job.
Picking up cash for trash. Picking up trash and spinning. Everybody's winning with cash for trash. In the city of love, Toronto, the city of home.
Introducing the Bond Cash for Trash Anti-Litter Campaign. A great new way to keep Bond clean and a great way to win cash and prizes just for picking up litter. Prize spotters will be on the lookout in Bond for people at random picking up trash and litter. And when they're spotted, they can become instant winners of cash, merchandise, and grand prizes up to $2,500. It's Bond's way of helping the environment so that everybody wins. For information, call the Cash for Trash hotline at 905-879-TRASH.
I'm picking up cash for trash. Picking up trash and grinning. Everybody's winning with cash for trash.
Okay, time is money, but now you can save time. You can use an online telephone card. It's a new service from Artitech. These are my computer people. And if you visit their website, you can download a PIN number. You don't need to buy a long-distance phone card anymore. And Artitech is cutting out the middlemen so you can get more minutes. And there's no connection fee, and rates are really, really low. Their website is www.artitech.com, A-R-T-A-T-E-K.com. And all you need is a PIN number on your screen. We all know what it's like to lose a family member or friend, but with the professional help of Steeles Memorial Grievance Counselors, we are guided to make the right choices and alleviate much of the stress. For prearranged funeral packages, contact a Steeles Memorial representative at 905-881-6003 or 416-733-2000, or log on to our website for more information at www.steeles.org. Steeles Memorial Chapel, 350 Steeles Avenue West between Bathurst and Yonge Streets in Thornhill. Steeles Memorial Chapel, pillars of our community since 1927. Okay, the Daniel Pearl Foundation, Judah Pearl is coming to Toronto on May the 4th at 7 p.m. It will be a special evening. It's the Daniel Pearl Dialogue for Muslim-Jewish Understanding, featuring Professors Akbar Ahmed and Judah Pearl. And it's going to be moderated by Bob Ray. It'll be Friends of the Simon Wiesenthal Center for Holocaust Studies at the Temple Har Zion, 7360 Bayview Avenue, Temple Har Zion, and that's in Thornhill. Conservatively Yours with Michael Mostyn, Barrister at Law, is brought to you by Mostyn & Mostyn Barristers and Solicitors. Fourth floor at 845 St. Clair Avenue West. Telephone 416-653-3819. Every week at this time, explore the world of politics and law with Michael Mostyn. We'll be right back.
Choosing the right law firm can be one of the most important decisions of your life. Mostyn & Mostyn is an experienced firm that will always act in your best interest. That's why our clients have been referring us to their family and friends for over 40 years. Mostyn & Mostyn will handle all your legal needs. I'm Michael Mostyn, and we look forward to helping you.
For more information, call 416-653-3819 or visit us online at mostyn.ca. That's mostyn.ca.
Hi, Michael. Chag Sameach. How are you? Did you have a good Passover?
Yeah. I really enjoyed the Seders.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I like them. I like the singing.
The problem is that I had to walk to a friend, and they were quite a distance from me because I, don't drive on the holidays, and it was pouring rain, and as I walked with a friend, I kept saying, well, if the Jews could, leave Egypt and wander in the desert for 40 years, I can walk up to Finch and Torresdale or whatever it is. But I'll tell you, and then walking home again at 2 o'clock in the morning, but the Seder itself was fine. Anyway, it's nice to have you with us. Okay, there's been big stuff going on since last week. Mm-hmm. I mean, the front page of the National Post, there's so much going on. I mean, what did you think of Martin's sort of speech to the Canadian audience, sort of begging for more time? This is a first. I mean, I think we've done a lot of stuff, but this is a first.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think everyone was speculating all day what was going to happen. I was a little surprised, to tell you the truth. I thought he was just going to speak to the cameras just like the other leaders of the other parties did, but I guess they decided to do some, pre-taped, nice little package deal going on there. But I guess the polling numbers show today that it really didn't work. I guess he was asking for sympathy, asking to apologize, and I think he's right to apologize. But to me, it seems like there's different questions and different answers going on right now. We're talking about the Gomery inquiry and the sponsorship scandal, and should we wait for Justice Gomery to come down with his answer? But a lot of the questions that people are asking right now is, should we allow this government to lead us any further? And the two really don't necessarily have anything to do with each other.
Well, it's interesting, but from a poll that was taken, it sort of indicated that Canadians don't want another election right away, and they would like to wait for the Gomery report, even though the Conservatives at this point are ahead of the game. I mean, you thought it was, most people thought it was going to be in 30 days, and I always thought it wasn't going to be till the end of the year.
Yeah, I don't know. I think even today, Mr. Layton and the Prime Minister are supposed to talk about getting rid of all of the tax cuts for businesses in Canada. And I guess until that goes on today, everything's still all up in the air.
The other thing is the Liberal government has embarked on a major spending spree, announcing money for projects across Canada in what the Tories call an attempt to buy votes as the country slides toward an election.
Yeah.
The thing is that why are we in this mess to begin with? That's what I don't understand. I think that even though I'm sure Mr. Martin is a really good person and this mess sort of got out of hand, if the case is that the finance minister doesn't really know what's going on in his government, then we have a sincere problem.
Absolutely. We have a party, the Liberal Party was governing Canada from 1993 up till the present, and up till last year it was a majority government. And it's, you know, there's been some shift between different ministers and MPs, but for the most part, you know, it's all the same individuals involved. It's the same bureaucracy. It's the same members of their party. And if these allegations are true, and there's no reason to believe that they're not, and there's no reason to believe that there are many, many more allegations that are going to be coming forward in the weeks and months to come, we have to ask ourselves as Canadians, you know, if we can't trust our government not to steal our money out of our back pockets, what is government here for? And that's, I think, the message that that Stephen Harper's been trying to put out there, is that, you know, we all have cynicisms towards politicians, but ultimately this is one of the greatest breaches of public faith ever in our history.
Have you read the Canadian Coalition for Democracies? Was Canada's foreign policy influenced by Saddam Martin financial connection? I'm sure.
Yes, I did. I read that last week. It came out.
Okay. Well, it was written. The backgrounder on this is by the CanadaFreePress.com, Judy McLeod, the Canadian company that Saddam Hussein invested $1 million and belonged to the Prime Minister of Canada's CanadaFreePress.com has discovered. Cortex Petroleum Inc. launched with Saddam's million by Prime Minister Paul Martin's mentor, Marie Strong's son Fred Strong, is listed among Martin's assets to the Federal Ethics Committee on November 4th, 2003.
Yep. I mean,
isn't this somewhat of a shock?
You know what? It should be. And
who
you
knows
know,
about this?
Nobody's writing about this stuff. It's the same way. You know, I don't have any sympathy whatsoever for the government because they've gotten themselves into this mess right now. Paul Martin, I mean, aside from Cortex and allegations right now that Saddam Hussein's money is flowing directly into and that our prime minister made money off of perhaps the oil for food scandal. I mean, Canada Steamship Lines, which is his business, he knew about it through, they call it a Venetian blind trust. While he was finance minister, and you know, he received I think something like $160 million in government grants, and he had told the House of Commons before that it was only $180,000, something like that, misleading the public. But I mean, people in this government have been getting rich on taxpayers' backs for some time now, and that's why everybody that I speak to is just saying this is time for a change already.
Well, the problem is that most people are not aware of this, and not only that, there is some sort of strange connection, I think, to the Liberal Party that doesn't allow people to think, you know, for themselves. Now, what has been happening with Mr. Harper? Is he just talking to deaf ears, or is he actually making an impact? I mean, can he carry this through, that if an election was held in December or whenever the election might be held, that the Conservatives would in fact win, or are they too weak to win?
Well, I think the numbers as they are today are definitely showing that there is an impact. People, I think, are very upset about the corruption that's just rampant within the Liberal Party right now. If an election was held today, even though these polls are strange because people say, well, we don't want to go to the polls today, but if we did go to the polls today, right now they're showing that the Conservatives would win an election. But that's why these figures are all funny. I mean, I just ran an election campaign last year. I'm still recuperating from last year too, but it's a lot more enjoyable in the summertime, I'm sure, than in the dead of winter.
Yeah, but you see, the problem is that it costs a lot of money, taxpayers' monies, and people don't want to, you know, they'd
rather. Yeah, but isn't that interesting that all of a sudden everybody's concerned about how much taxpayer money is
right.
going to an election, but you know what? Billions and billions and billions of dollars go missing or are stolen or are misused or misplaced or go to...
Nobody cares.
Friends, nobody cares. And to me, I can't understand that paradox. And I would... You see, to me, election money is money well spent. I know where the money's going, and it's the will of the Canadian people, and if there were to be a shift in government, I mean, that alone is worthwhile for, to spend money, because
all right,
we are shifting things up.
Is in fact, the question is in fact the Conservative Party ready to take over the country and do the work necessary? I mean, people don't seem to have the confidence in the party since it sort of fell apart years ago. That's where the problem is.
Well, it's, yeah, you're right. And the party has been reunited for, I guess, getting closer to 2 years now. They finally had a policy conference last March, and so now we the party does have very solid policy, which anybody can take a look at. And the nice thing that to me that shows that there is a lot of confidence in the Conservative Party right now is the number of candidates and the quality of candidates that are starting to step forward in any potential future election. And I understand that that Jim Flaherty may be even jumping into the ring here. And these are people that have cabinet experience in provincial politics. A number of them, I hear Tony Clement may be running again. So
With this Sven Robinson? It's somewhere that I read that he may be entering back into the political arena. Is that true, or you think it's just a myth?
You know what? I haven't heard that.
Yeah,
stranger things have happened. I'm not one of his biggest fans.
Let's move on for a little bit. When I saw the picture of President Bush and the Saudi Prince Abdullah holding hands, which was, I guess, just a... Maybe the man had trouble walking and Mr. Bush was holding his hand. I'm not really sure. So what happens is you see the two of them together, and then everybody gets this feeling that, you know, the Americans are in bed with the Saudis. And then you think, and it says here, the White House yesterday hailed a plan by Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah to increase oil production over the long term, but acknowledged the plan may have little immediate effect on oil prices. I drove out this morning, and what do I see? The highest prices I've ever seen, 92.5.
Gas prices has been obscene lately.
And nobody's opposing them. Nobody's boycotting the. I mean, we're not saying a word. What's happening to our Canadians? That's what I'm trying to say. They seem to become very passive.
Yeah. And it's a serious issue. I mean, we talk about this all the time. When things are going wrong in our society, it's our job to stand up and say, you know, hey, change this. And if people don't do that, then, you know, unfortunately, Canadians are going to be continually taken advantage of.
Well, you know, it's very, very frightening that we seem to be falling by the wayside. And I'm not really sure. It's interesting how CC's toolbox, it said, broke up the terror cells. This is by Stuart Bell. And they're talking about certain individuals that were deported. So they're saying the cells that they thought, terrorist cells that were in Montreal, have now been disassembled, and people involved in those areas have been deported back or put in prison. Now, does that mean it's over? We have no terrorist cells anymore? We're free and clear?
I don't think so. I think Stuart Bell was actually talking in that article about specifically about the Montreal terror cell that... Ahmed Rassam was involved and it sounds to me like from reading that article, it sounds like CSIS, which is our intelligence organization in Canada, has done a tremendous job breaking up that cell and making sure that finding all the individuals and making sure that they're being deported out of this country. However, that's one cell, and we have to remain vigilant. We know that we have serious border security problems, other serious problems in this country, and so we just have to remain vigilant on this issue.
found that article in the National Report that says from Ottawa, former New Democratic Party MP Sven Robertson squashed rumors yesterday that he plans to return to politics in an expected June election to challenge Liberal Hedy Fry in a downtown riding known primarily for its large gay population. Mr. Robinson said he believes he has enough public support to win the Vancouver Centre seat despite having to leave politics in disgrace last year after stealing a valuable ring response.
Yeah, well, isn't that a sad state that when you have people accused of... I guess he was found guilty, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, of doing that, you know.
Well, he admitted to it.
And yeah, he admitted to it.
And he took the punishment and then repented, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and you know, and that's fine, and we want to rehabilitate people into society, definitely. But, you know, with all this corruption scandals that's going up in Ottawa, do we really
We're very forgiving, aren't we?
Yeah, we certainly are.
I don't really understand. It's interesting how that in Israel, you know, we lost Etzer Weitzman, and there's so much controversy about the man. But the fact that in Israel, someone who was prime minister can run again, despite anything that has happened in his career, he can run again.
Yep.
In Canada, you get people who have done this, that, and whatever, and they're coming back.
Yep.
So I'm really shocked, and I'm surprised. Here in the paper it says more than half of Canadians believe they should be allowed to pay for private health care.
Yep.
As long as there's also free care available for all who needs it.
Uh-huh.
Now, isn't that a strange thing? There are the best health care system that has ever come about here in the world, practically in Canada. Now people are willing to pay for private health care.
Well, I think... You know, one can read into those numbers that if a majority of people are saying something like that, a lot of them are have problems with the healthcare system in here right now, and I think everybody recognizes that that we need to improve our healthcare system. We can't just rely on it, you know, on the past experience of it being the greatest, and it still is a tremendous system, absolutely. But absolutely, it needs improvements, the healthcare system, and that's something that government really has to work towards. And in Quebec, I mean, right now they do have very many private options, which are, really being ignored on a federal level, perhaps because of the whole separatism issue. But when other provinces like Alberta start up, then all of a sudden people are saying, hey, you can't do that. But
right.
we have to make sure that across Canada, Canadians are all receiving universal health care and that everybody's receiving the medical services that they need in a timely
manner.
That's
right. Absolutely
yeah.
right. Anyway, Michael, thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of Passover. We'll speak to you next week.
We'll
Michael
talk to you
Mostyn.
Soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Conservatively Yours with Michael Mostyn will return next week, brought to you by Mostyn & Mostyn, Barristers at Law. Fourth floor, 845 St. Clair Avenue West, telephone 416-653-3819. Your full service law firm.
In just a moment, Managing Your Money with Sonny Goldstein. A concise and insightful analysis of what's going on in the world of finance, including ways for you to learn how to manage your money more effectively with Sonny's help. Managing Your Money with Sonny Goldstein is brought to you by Creative Ideas in Financial Planning, a financial services organization which can provide you with a complete range of financial and retirement planning products and other services. Sonny Goldstein, a chartered financial consultant, has over 28 years of experience in helping people manage their money most effectively. Through his specialized access to all financial markets, he can provide you with the highest return on RRSPs, annuities, and RIFs, as well as a broad range of mutual funds and other savings products. He can also show you how to reduce taxes to increase the net return on your investments. For a free consultation with no obligation, call him at 416-221-0060. That's Sonny Goldstein at 416-221-0060. And now, here's Sonny.
Good morning. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed their Passover Seders and had good family time, as we did with our family. It was wonderful to sit around the Seder table and to hear my granddaughter do the four questions was, I guess I think that's what the good life is all about. Anyway, back to the financial news. The profit estimates in the major U.S. companies shot up for the third straight week. You know, targets are being beaten. Things are really good. Earnings among the companies listed on the S&P 500 is now looks like they're going to climb about 12% from a year ago, and certainly way above last week's target of 8.6% growth. And 12% growth in the profits and the earnings of these companies should lead to similar growth in the market. So I don't know what the American markets are waiting for. They're still down around their beginning of the year numbers, and here we are close to the end of April. So, you know, I am still looking for a 10 or 12% growth over the next 8 months as we go through the summer and fall, and you know, people realize that the deficit is not, the trade deficit certainly, as I've been trying to explain to people, is not such a bad thing, and because it's created by companies in the United States making these profits, exporting components, and the larger imported merchandise has much smaller profit margins than the American companies are making on the components. So it's not that bad a thing, and the federal debt is not that bad a thing either. It's the way the country has operated for a long time and will continue to operate successfully. So let's hope that something triggers the public to have a little more confidence in the markets, and we see these things moving forward. Thank you.
Managing Your Money with Sunny Goldstein has been brought to you by Creative Ideas in Financial Planning. Remember, you can call Sunny for more information on today's topic, for the highest quotes on investments, or for a free consultation to discuss your financial and retirement planning needs with no obligation at 416-221-0060.
Couple of things that I wanted to mention. I think we talked about Etzer Weissman. We didn't talk about him, but I talked about him. And then they did the same thing on Arut Sheva. I think we had more information. From the Toronto Star, Linda Diebel, who's the staff reporter, anti-Semitism hits UK schools, hate leaflets spark union resignation. A young, hip, educated, and anti-Semitic. Is this the latest trend on elite British campuses? The recent refusal by the biggest university students' union in the country to condemn anti-Semitic acts suggests that, sadly, this could be the case. The group known as the National Union of Students, NUS, with a 5.5 million member and headquarters in a London building named for Nelson Mandela, failed to support three Jewish students who resigned from its executive last week in protest of a lack of action amidst growing anti-Semitism on the campus. Jewish student union leaders allowed anti-Jewish leaflets to be distributed at their general meeting in London without comment. The literature contained material saying that Jews are part of a plot for worldwide domination. Further, the executive declined